You are listening to A Call to Rights with Steve Cates. Heard on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. Always refuse to be a victim. A victim is someone with no options. Visit us at www.calltorights.com.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now here's your host, Steve Cates.
When fascism comes to America, it will be wrapped in the flag and carrying the cross. An interesting quote from Sinclair Lewis. At 34 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen, our half hour to the top of the hour, the 2 o'clock hour, is filled with important guests. Still on the line is Colin Flaherty. He's the author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence Here in America, a sad story, but he reports the truth, and also a very special guest joining us for the first time, and hopefully again he will rejoin us, Reverend Jesse Peterson, founder of Bond Action Incorporated, here to talk about so much. But I'd like my co-host here for this particular segment, Colin Flaherty, to do the honors of introducing our very special guest, the Reverend Jesse Peterson.
Well, I've had the honor of being on Jesse's show a couple of times, and he's in the book White Girl Bleed a Lot. Jesse is the most powerful and most important speaker on race in America today. He's telling some very powerful truths, and I always like listening to him. And hey, Jesse, I'll be eager to hear. Oh, well, you don't have to start on it right away, but during this segment, I would love to hear. Don't you have a Declaration of Independence or something like that?
Well, good afternoon, Reverend Peterson. If you're with us, thank you for joining us on A Call to Rights. This is Steve Cates. I wanted to start off by talking about exactly what Colin is talking about, Colin Flaherty. If you'd like to begin our show with the special message that you do have.
Hey, guys. Thank you both for having me on. It's good to be with both of you.
Thank you, sir.
For the last 23 years, we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. And because about 25 years ago, I realized that not all, but most black Americans are suffering not because of racism. It has nothing to do with racism at all, but the lack of moral character due to the destruction of the family. And so we started Bond in order to restore the family. I believe that if we could bring back God's order.
Yes.
God and Christ and man over woman, the woman over the children, then black American and our country can come back together almost overnight. So we have been doing that. We have a home for young men, and I'm proud to tell both of you that we started our private school this year, Bond Leadership Academy for Boys, where we are educating these boys. We are teaching them the Constitution. They have to pray and do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning before class. And we're going to teach them a trade before they finish high school so that if they decide not to go to college, at least they would know how to work with their hands. And until we start dealing with restoring the family, nothing is going to get better in our country. Even if we got a conservative Republican in,
sure,
and he made things better as far as the economic situation, we're still going to have more issues going on if we don't restore families.
Reverend Peterson, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number here for the Call to Rights local hotline, if you don't know it by now, 602-277-5369. Get in early, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have limited time here to speak with our special guests. Joining us here is my co-host for this particular portion of our show. He's Colin Flaherty, author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, sad to say, The Return of Racial Violence Here in America. And, Reverend, I wanted to start off by, I took a look at your article. Both of you are listed as WorldNet Daily contributors. And this article, I think, needs really not a lot of explanation, but I want to hear from you. Most blacks have lost the moral authority to claim the mantle of civil rights because they refuse to stand for what is right. And as I like to say it, I've read here that you obviously talk down about these guys, the poverty pimps, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, who, in our opinion, have it so wrong. So, again, Reverend, welcome to the show.
I have to say, I have the utmost respect for Colin Flaherty. If we can find 10 more men like him, we can turn America around. And it's an honor to be his friend, and he can be my friend. I do appreciate that. You know, for the last 50 years or so, Jesse Jackson and the so-called civil rights leaders, they have been using black Americans for their own personal gain. They have told black folks from generation to generation that they can't make it because of racism, and they have caused black Americans to hate white people. And because of that hatred that most blacks have, they do not stand up and fight for good. You know,
yes.
They do not represent Martin Luther King Jr.'s principles at all. And as a result of not standing up against Jackson and all those race hustlers like that, you now have other immoral groups using black Americans by saying that their issues are civil rights issues as well.
Yes, sir.
You had the gay, so-called gay marriage people come in and say, hey, this is a civil rights issue. You had the abortion people who are killing babies inside the mother's womb saying that it's a civil rights issue. And they have allowed 50 to 60 years to go by and being used that way, that now they have no authority over that at all because it's been misused and most black people have refused to stand up for what is right.
Reverend, you say it so well and so eloquent and so right on in the minds of many people that are listening to this show. You simply make common sense. But I wanted to get Colin in here, Colin Flaherty in here on the conversation, in the conversation. Reverend, his book, talk to anybody out there that would say, oh, you guys are just picking on black people here. And, you know, that's a book about all these things. Why not talk about white violence and Chinese violence or Asian violence or any other violence? How do you respond to that? And then let's get you two guys to discuss the book.
Well, I would say quickly that when they say that to me, I pay that no mind because I know in my heart what I'm doing. I am trying to wake up black Americans. I want them to turn away from the government. I want them to turn away from the so-called leadership and start thinking for themselves. And so I realize that our battle is a spiritual battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. And those people who represent evil will say and do anything to try to prevent good from restoring the people. And if we don't wake up black Americans, it's really just over for them. Barack Obama and others do not care about them. They keep them on the plantation of the Democratic Party to use them for personal gain. And I just think if we look around the country real fast, when you look around the country, you see the inner cities are out of control. Detroit,
mm-hmm.
Chicago, Indiana, Gary, Indiana especially, South Central LA. And it's out of control not because of racism but the destruction of the family. So
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with evil accusing me. It caused me to stand stronger against it.
You know, I'm looking at the Drudge Report here, gentlemen, and one of the subtitles, headlines, is Tavis Smiley states this, black people will have lost ground in every single economic indicator under Obama. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a president who you would think that he, obviously, as an African-American or partial, whatever we're talking about here, would obviously want to help and nurture this very proud group of American citizens. And, gentlemen, go from there. It's just amazing.
I want to ask Jesse, you have if you look up Jesse on YouTube, you can see him, these powerful presentations.
Oh, yes.
And Jesse, you have a very powerful message, not just for black people, but for white people. What do you tell white people in your presentations?
You know, I say to white Americans all the time, and I've been saying it for 23 years, that they need to overcome fear.
Mm-hmm.
Most white Americans have allowed themselves to be intimidated by that one word.
Yes.
And because of that fear, they're not helping black Americans either by refusing to tell them the truth about what the real issue is, and the issue is a lack of moral character. And they're losing America and because white Americans are refusing to stand up. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. And I say to white Americans that you can't believe in God and have fear. Perfect
mm-hmm.
love casts out fear. And they need to overcome that before it's too late. I mean, look at what has happened as a result of white folks being afraid of that one word, racist. Barack Obama, because he's black, is allowed to turn this great nation into a socialist society because he has control over white people with that one word. The media supports him. The Republicans, especially the right-on Republicans, are afraid to tell the truth about him because they don't want that. And I tell
mm-hmm.
them day in and day out, they need to wake up. One other quick point about that,
yes, sir.
Because white folks are afraid, It's bringing out the worst in black people. Back, you know, during Jesse Jackson days and others, they would just intimidate white businesses and take their money. But now black people are taking the lives of white Americans. They hate them simply because they're white and they won't stand up. So they're killing them, robbing them, or raping them. Nothing is being done about it.
And that hate is a bad thing, no matter what color does it or whoever does it. It's obviously
That's
a horrible
thing. It's the worst thing you can have in your life.
And it'll ruin your health, too, right? Think negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Jesse, you talk about a Declaration of Independence, I think.
You know what, Reverend and Colin, we're going to have to take a break here, and I just want to tell our listeners around the nation and here locally in Phoenix here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. We'll be right back. The conversation is great. We've got the phone lines lighting up. We'll have Joe in Phoenix. Ladies and gentlemen, an interesting moment in time on A Call to Rights. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, Bond, the organization Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man, and a regular here on our show, and proud to have him and call him a friend, Olin Flaherty, author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence in America. We'll be right back. An excess of hydrogen or acidity is not a good thing in your body. Welcome to Phenomenal Water. If you've been feeling down and tired, it could be over-acidity in your body. New technology astounds us every day. And there's been a revolution of technology in an exciting new product called Phenomenal. You can now quickly and easily find out if acidity is keeping you down. Top doctors have linked acidity with gout, weight gain, arthritis, infections, and of course, lack of energy. To find out more about acidity and how it's been affecting you, go to PhenomenalWater.com or call them at 1-800-620-3365 to order your sample today. Mention this radio ad here on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, and receive an instant 15% off your first order. Or go to PhenomenalWater.com. That number, once again, is 1-800-620-3365. That's 1-800-620-3365. Make it PhenomenalWater.com.
I'm cocked, locked, and ready to rock, Doc. Hey, working hard, playing hard, America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, celebrating the American dream and our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms with my blood brother, Steve Cates, on High Noon Saturday. Stand up for what you believe in, my friends.
This is Ella. I'm from Russia. I listen to Steve Cates on A Call to Rights. Здравствуйте. Меня зовут Элла. Я из России, и я слушаю Стива Кейтса в его программе «A Call to Rights» – призыв к соблюдению прав.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
The truth will set you free, but not until it's finished with you. A quote from David Foster Wallace here on A Call to Rights at 46 minutes after the hour. We're rejoined, ladies and gentlemen, by two phenomenal guests. Colin Flaherty, author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence Here in America, and the Reverend Jesse Peterson, founder of Bond Action Incorporated. He's here to talk to us, ladies and gentlemen, about the very similar problem that there's many poverty pimps out there like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton who've got it wrong. Most blacks, according to our special guest, have lost the moral authority to claim the nature, or the mantle, I should say, of civil rights because they refuse to stand for what is right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. And I know, Colin, you were just looking to see if the Reverend could tell us what the Declaration of Independence he has, correct?
Well, you know what happened? I started the second Emancipation Proclamation for white people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to free them up from fear. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody needs to get involved to do that because once white people gives up and try to save the family and save the country, it's really over. It's over for the country. And, you know, this country was started by great white folks and other people, of course, was involved. But once they let go, then it's just over. And this fear is preventing them from standing up. So I want to free them up, so that they can be brave and bold and love what's right and do what's right and let the folks call them whatever they want. I have been called every name in the book, and they still call me all sorts of names.
But I'm going to just call you Reverend.
Roll on my back.
Right. I'm just going to call you Reverend, and thank you, sir, again. I know the time, the clock runs out quickly, but I would ask you this. I'd hope you'd want to come back in a future time when we can devote much more time to this particular subject. Would we get maybe an okay to do that in the future?
I would love to.
Well, thank you so much. Let's now go to the phone lines. The callers are anxiously awaiting here to talk with our special guest. Good afternoon. On line two, let's welcome Joe in Phoenix. You're on with our very special guest. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, and another great show.
Thank you.
I'd like to mention Dr. Benjamin Carson, a tremendous man. I'm already getting mail to contribute to his run for the presidency. They're promoting him to do that.
Awesome.
And I'd like to, and the other day he made a speech this week. He said that Obamacare is the worst thing to happen to this country since slavery. So he's outspoken just like Jesse is. And I'd like to ask Jesse, how well do you know Dr. Carson? How do you work with him? And are you promoting him for high public office?
Great questions, Joe. Thank you so much for being part of the show.
Okay.
Reverend.
I am blessed in that. I know him very well. I've had him on my radio show a couple times. We have spoken at some rallies together. So he's a good man. He's really a good man. And that's good. But, you know, I don't want white Americans to just rely on the black folks to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when black people wake up and they start to love what's right and start fighting back, I want white Americans to join in and not just push one person or two, you know, black people. We got to do this together, because the folks who are inside of evil, that's how they operate. They get together. They may not agree on everything, but they agree on destroying America. And I want us to unite as one so that we can save America.
Very well said. Joe, I don't know if you're still with us. Any further question or comment? I guess we lost Joe.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
God bless you all.
Well, thank you. Likewise to you, sir.
Okay.
Let's take one more call if we can here, and then I would like to give the floor to our very special guest at the top of the hour. Once again, Dennis in Springfield, you're on the air with our special guests.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I appreciate Jesse Peterson. I thought possibly the George Zimmerman case, and Colin could also possibly weigh in on this too, that George Zimmerman Stand Your Ground case with the Trayvon Martin case has had an impact on this whole issue of black America versus white America. Your comments, please.
Good one. Go ahead, sir.
I absolutely agree. The George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin situation was not about race. It was not. George didn't go out and kill Trayvon Martin because he had nothing else to do.
Sure.
And Trayvon Martin was a thug, and it has enhanced the hatred from black folks toward whites.
You know something, Reverend? I'm jumping in here because, as the host, I never in my life saw a better interview that was ever conducted, and I hadn't known you very well, to be honest with you. When you were there with Piers Morgan, and you described Trayvon Martin as a thug, I mean, that guy's adrenaline just hit an all-time high. You know, you really handled it well, but unfortunately, he obviously wanted to push you to the side, and it was just amazing. I mean, you just say it like it is, with none of this, you know, sugarcoating, and you represent a large percentage of the black community, and you're telling it like it is, and still, it's not reverberating at the highest rank. And Colin, you know, jump in here, too, because, my friend, we have only about 8 more minutes here, and I want you guys to get into more conversation together.
Well, what I liked about the Zimmerman case was how it really exposed the corruption, black and white, of the people who were involved in this race hustling. And a lot of people saw that when Al Sharpton said it was now open season on black people, when everybody knows it's kind of the reality is 180 degrees from that. It really did expose them.
Absolutely, so well.
And Obama said that if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. But none of these other black folks who are being shot down every day by other black people look like his son if he had one. They they encourage that kind of hatred in the black community against white folks, and I blame them for what's happening right now.
Right on, Reverend. Let's talk now about solutions, both of you. Colin, you've wrote this amazing book that's full of facts. The Reverend, of course, accepts, you know, exactly the path that you're on, reporting the facts, yeah, and the truth that shall set you free. But, gentlemen, let's talk about some solutions here. Let's start with the Reverend. And obviously, you say at the beginning of the interview, and I agree with you, Reverend, it's all about the family. And go on with solutions beyond what I've just said.
Okay. And people can go to my website at bondinfo.org.
Yes.
Bondinfo.org, mm-hmm, for more information. But we got to rebuild families. Our battle is a spiritual battle between good and evil. It has nothing to do with color. Doesn't matter if you're male or female.
Sure.
It's right versus wrong. We, the children, the folks who serve God, have to unite together and fight against evil. We got to tell the truth. We got to rally. We got to get together and start fighting back and not be afraid. And when we do that, everything else will come to order. But we got to do that, and we must continue to rebuild families. If men don't take back their families, it is absolutely over.
As the good Reverend said, go to www.bondinfo.org. You can find his website and all the details about our special guest, Colin Flaherty, and, of course, the good Reverend, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, at, of course, www.calltorights.com. Colin, jump in on this.
Your contribution to the solution is, mm-hmm, telling the truth. So
yeah,
my book is to do causes or solutions. When I want solutions, I turn on the radio and go to, you know, the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. He's the one speaking the most powerful. He's the one saying the most important things. Believe me, I've seen, the, you know, I've read like thousands of these things. Everybody has their own little, you know, corner on it. Jesse Lee Peterson is the best one in the whole country on this topic.
Yes, and Reverend, I am reading in your website here and done a lot of, informative information and read on you, that you're proud to be, of course, part of the Tea Party and as a leader of the Tea Party. And I read this in South Central L.A., and then people scratch their head and go, I never knew there was a Tea Party in South Central L.A. Well, there
yeah,
sure the heck is, right, Reverend?
That's right. I started the South Central L.A. Tea Party because I wanted to educate black Americans and Hispanics about the movement. They have been told that it's a racist movement and it has nothing to do with race at all. And I have to honestly tell you, we're having a major impact because a lot of those folks, they were just shocked to hear that it wasn't what they thought that it was. And now when we hold rallies, when we hold meetings, we have blacks and Hispanics and others who are showing up at our rallies. All they needed was some truth,
mm-hmm,
and it was that truth that made them free.
Reverend, I'm one that doesn't have a gigantic ego here, no matter what the listeners might think or feel, and they're entitled to their opinion. But seriously, sir, you do a show. Give a promotion for your show. How do people listen to you, and how do they hear the good words of Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson?
I do the Jesse Lee Peterson radio show Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. They can call 1-800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND for more information, or go to bondinfo.org, bondinfo.org to listen live. We also do a live video streaming, and it's we have a 24/7 all access pass for members of that live video streaming live. So there's a lot going on,
mm-hmm,
and the folks can get involved.
You know, I don't want to just jump on the term because it sounds catchy, and I think it's very interesting. Poverty Pimps, I didn't create it, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. But, Reverend, tell this audience, I mean, what have you tried to do to get in front of these guys and say, hey, you know, you're telling a bunch of nonsense. Here's what I think we should do. I mean, that's like oil and vinegar, right? It's grinding
right
on each other. But, I mean, you know these people fairly well. Am I correct?
I do. I've invited them on my radio show. They refuse to come on, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have demonstrated in front of Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push office. We did a demonstration there for 5 years on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday so that we could show the contrast between Dr. King's dream and Jesse Jackson's nightmare. And we have done that. They hate me. I have to tell you, I was attacked by Jesse Jackson and one of his sons at a meeting in L.A. when they were trying to sue Toyota,
mm-hmm,
accusing them of being racist. I ended up at the meeting. I was invited.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood up and said, you know what, to Toyota, could we go directly to Toyota without having to go through Jesse Jackson or any of these people here, because we don't agree with anything that they're about.
Wow.
And when I said that, all hell broke loose.
You know, I would imagine it would, sir. And let me get some quick reaction here before the clock runs out. Colin Flaherty, I want to thank you, sir, for what you do in the world of journalism. White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence, Reporting the Truth, as we're talking about final closing comments from you, sir.
I just like listening to Jesse's show. I like listening to him here. So honored to be on with both of you gentlemen.
Well, no, it's a real honor. It's a real honor. We have some energy going here, guys, and we have 50,000 watts to get it out, but always the problem, right, gentlemen? Never enough time to do that. So,
and again, I'll be happy to come back and stay an hour with you if you want me to.
Well, I would love you to do that, sir, and let's project that with our producer here, Mr. Producer Michael O'Connor. I want to thank him and the people behind Call to Rights. We definitely will take you up on that opportunity, sir, as it's very sad, as Colin reports in his book, the videos that support this. Violence of all types is no good in this country, and it's very sad that it's pretty much, in my opinion, as you say, tied to the family, the economic conditions. Gentlemen, I thank you both. God bless you all. And ladies and gentlemen, that pretty much concludes this show, The Call to Rights, here today. Next week, our Second Amendment show with special guests, as always, brought to you by AJI Sporting Goods, Jeff Cerny, and Gary Webb of Roadrunner Process Service, and Congressman Paul Gosar is scheduled to return with some surprise guests. Thank you to Mr. Producer Michael O'Connor and all of you out there, the staff that helped make A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, a reality. See you on the web at www.calltorights.com. Have a great week.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. It's 2 o'clock.